You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Top of the 2 o'clock hour right here in our nation's capital. You're listening to the Team 980. We're always live and free on the Odyssey app as well. It's the youngest in charge, Linnell Willingham, sitting in for a guy, Chris Russell. He's back with you tomorrow. Right now, we go out to the guest hotline for the first time this show, where we find one of the hardest working men in all of the NBA draft, our guy Chase Hughes of the Monumental Sports Network. He covers the Wizards and the NBA draft for the Monumental Sports Network. Give him a follow on the X app at Chase DC Sports. Chase, what's going on, brother? How are you?
Doing great, man. Good to be on with you.
Yes, indeed. So we spent the entire first hour of the show pretty much taking calls on what the Wizards should do with that number 6 overall pick. I want to actually start here, Chase. There was a rumor that came out over the weekend that the Sixers have been dangling the number 3 overall pick. Chase, when you look at the track record of Will Dawkins and company since getting here to DC, they have traded up traded in the first round in each of their first two drafts. In year one, they move up a spot to get Bilal. And then last year, the Denny Avdija trade nets them Bub Carrington. Do you think they will be working the phones come next month, or right now at least?
I do. I mean, you look at that track record, they've been pretty aggressive. When they find a player that they want, they're willing to go up and get him if necessary. And Will Dawkins sort of reiterated that last week. It was right after the lottery, once they fell to 6, which was a lower position, of course, than they were hoping for. That question was asked to Will Dawkins, and he said that that's basically how they approach it. They come up with their board, they choose the players that they want, and then if that guy they think is going to be off the board by the time they're picking, then they'll do what they can to move up. And not only do they have the 6th pick, but they also have the 18th pick. They've got a second rounder this year. They've got a few future first round picks. As we saw last year, trading Denny Avdija for the 14th pick, getting Bub Carrington, sometimes you can make that type of move with a player on your roster. So I think they're going to be exploring all those options. And Philly does seem like a good candidate to move back. They unexpectedly moved up to 3rd. They've got a pretty expensive roster. So if they were going to move back and try to get multiple picks, that would keep their salary cap a little bit lower, get a few guys on rookie deals. So I could see both teams being a candidate for that type of situation.
So the Wizards will enter next month's draft with 2 first-round picks. Something that came to my mind as you were breaking it down for us just now, Chase, is that Denny Avdija trade last year was able to get them a guy like Bub Carrington. Do you think the Wizards would be interested in acquiring a 3rd first-round pick, depending on ultimately who slid down the board?
I think so. I mean, that has been their MO these last few years under Mike Winger and Will Dawkins, to try to acquire as many draft picks as they can, specifically first round picks. And we saw last year they had 3 of them. They've got 2 now. So if they got a 3rd, it would, of course, match what they did a year ago. But, you know, it also will get to the point where there won't be enough roster spots to just continue to flood the roster with first round picks and young players. So they've already got 3 picks in this draft. That's quite a few. I wouldn't be too surprised if they added another. I think they're still at that stage of the rebuild, but even if they can't, they're in position to add 2 more first-round picks, 2 guys in the top 18, and I think you could really start seeing things come together for them once they do that.
Another way, you know, Washington could potentially acquire some future first is they got a lot of cap room. They seem like they're still one of those destinations, you know, they can take on that bad veteran salary in exchange for some draft capital. So we'll see if that happens. You were out in Chicago this past week, Chase, eating good food, as I know, but also watching and talking to, you know, some of the best NBA prospects in this draft. Who are some guys at number six that, you know, Wizards fans should be keeping an eye out for?
Well, I'll start with Derek Queen. I just filed a feature on him to monumentalsportsnetwork.com. Okay. And he is, of course, someone that people around here are very familiar with. He just had a tremendous season at Maryland. Is probably the best freshman they've had since Joe Smith, who was the number one pick in 1995, and one of the best players they've had in a while. And I think he's firmly in their range at sixth overall. And what stood out to me, not only watching him play this year, I think he's a really gifted offensive player, but going to the combine, it was pretty interesting because he had a ton of high school teammates in the same room because Cooper Flagg, he played high school with. He was at Montverde Academy in Florida. He played with Cooper Flagg, who's the projected number one pick, Asa Newell, who went to Georgia, who might be a lottery pick, and then Liam McNeely, who might be a first-round pick. He went to Connecticut last year. And just going around the room and asking those guys about Derek Queen, they could not say enough about not only his talent as a basketball player, but they all said he's like an incredible teammate. He's got an infectious personality. So that kind of really stood out to me. I'd definitely put his name in the conversation for the Wizards. A few other names would be Trey Johnson of Texas, a Devin Booker-like shooting guard who is a terrific shooter, can create off the dribble, probably one of the more complete offensive players in this class. Jeremiah Fears, he's about a 6'3 combo guard from Oklahoma. Got good shooting range, really good at getting into the paint off the dribble. Those guys I would throw out there. And then also, I think Igor Demin of BYU is an interesting name to watch. He's like a 6'8, 6'9 combo guard. He played a lot of point guard last year at BYU. He's actually the tallest point guard or shooting guard to ever measure at the combine.
Wow.
Not a great shooter, but has a lot of things that you can't teach and just checks off a lot of boxes that the Wizards usually look for in terms of positional size, playmaking, and just overall athletic upside.
So I'm glad you brought up, you know, those boxes that the Wizards like to check off, because I have been, damn, Chase, it's starting to feel like I'm in the minority with this. You know, I have no problem lone wolfing it on a sports take, but.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need. This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I look at Derek Queen, and I feel like at six, Chase, it's just too rich for my liking. I think he's clearly a lottery talent. But if we were talking about 10, 11, 12, then I'd be more comfortable with Derek Queen. Sell me on the idea of him at six. I just look at him, Chase, and go, man, the biggest question mark surrounding him entering this draft are, well, one, does the motor run hot all the time? There were some effort issues, I thought, last year at Maryland. And then defensively, it feels like, you know, he doesn't have the chops to anchor a defense in the NBA. Putting him next to Alex Saar, I think, provides an interesting fit. But I just don't know. Chase, sell me on Derek Queen, I guess.
I think he presents a high floor, and the question will be, what is his ceiling? Because the floor, I believe, is very high. I mean, he's 6'9 and a half without shoes, so he's got plenty of good size to play the four, maybe even the five, especially if he's next to a rim protector like Alex Saar, who you think could stretch the floor someday once he develops his outside shot. As far as the defense goes, I don't think he's going to be a great defensive player, but he was one of only seven freshmen this year to average at least a block and a steal per game. So he forces turnovers. And if you're not expecting him to be the anchor of your defense and to protect the rim as your primary rim protector, I think Alex Saar is the perfect guy to have next to him. Yeah. And what he would present, I believe, is a pretty high ceiling offensively. He's got good size. He's got quick feet. No one could stay in front of him at the college level when he turned around to face the basket. He's got tremendous touch around the rim, really good at catching the ball. Excellent at scoring off the glass. I think if he expands his shooting range, he could be a really good offensive player at the next level. The guy who he reminds me of the most is Alperen Şengün. I think Paul Millsap might be another interesting comparison to throw out there, former All-Star.
I like that one.
But basically the type of player that doesn't jump off the screen with his athleticism, but just knows how to play, has a high basketball IQ, and great feel. And sometimes those are the players that end up being stars. You know, I think it's one of the reasons why the NBA draft remains so unpredictable is a lot of these guys with the obvious athleticism and star potential just based on their size and how explosive they are. Those guys end up getting drafted high. But oftentimes the ones that turn into all-stars are players like Derek Queen who just have a knack for scoring or a knack for playing basketball. And, you know, someone made a good point to me at one point that, you know, he's won every place he's been. Maryland hadn't won a whole lot until he showed up, and he was clearly their best player, the best player they've had in a while. I wonder how good they would have been without Derek Queen this year. I really think he was the straw that stirred the drink, and apparently that's been the case for him at every level going through high school and beyond.
Chase, it feels like every passing day I'm warming up on Derek Queen just a little bit. Some guys I know, and you can speak to this as well, Chase, some guys are just really good college players, and then their game may not translate to the next level. I just have questions, I guess, about the ceiling of Derek Queen if you're going to take him with the number 6 overall pick. Wizards come in with 2 first-rounders, though, Chase. At 18 overall, looking at a couple of mock drafts, the latest one that came out today from Gavoni and Jeremy Wu actually had Liam McNeely that you just referenced from UConn coming to D.C. at number 18 overall. Jonathan Wasserman of Bleacher Report has the Wizards with their second pick of the first round going with Igor Demin. I don't think Igor will be there at 18, but who are some guys that you think will be there in that range of the 18th overall pick?
Yeah, Demin's an interesting one. It's like if the Wizards want him, do they have to take him at 6 or could he fall to 18? I think there's a few players like that. There's really a wide range of possibilities. Another one I'd throw out that I think he'd have to fall a little bit is Kaman Malawach of Duke. He was a teammate of Cooper Flagg's there, just like Flagg reclassified, so he was the age of a high school senior. And if you could get him, maybe, again, like Demin, it'd have to be at 6. Maybe he'd fall to 18, but you'd have a big man to put next to Alex Saar who could be your true center and form a really good shot-blocking duo with Alex Saar, I think, with some intriguing offensive upside. He's got good hands, and in high school he was a pretty good outside shooter. Another guy I find pretty interesting is Neek Clifford. He played at Colorado State last year. He was in the game that Derek Queen hit the buzzer beater against Colorado State to go to the Sweet 16. He's like a 6'5", 6'6", versatile wing. And he played 5 years in college. And I wonder with that 18th pick, if we could see the Wizards take another, you know, swing for the fences with a one and done guy, or, you know, maybe are they in position to pick a guy who's more experienced? Because, you know, you look at the timeline of their rebuild, you might expect that, you know, a year or two from now, they could, you know, take a step up and start competing for the playoffs. Well, if you get a guy who's more experienced, they might be, you know, playoff rotation ready, not that too far down the road. And some of these rebuilds that you've seen that have worked in recent years, you know, sometimes it makes sense to throw in someone with a little bit more experience. I'd point to Desmond Bane with the Memphis Grizzlies. You know, he ended up becoming a central piece of what they've done, and he was a guy who I believe played 4 years at TCU.
Yeah, it's interesting. Really, some of the first times I'm really hearing about Neat Clifford, and I'm doing research here on him as you're talking about it. You know what I love, Chase? 38% from three over the past 2 years. We know perimeter shooting something that this organization certainly covets. Two quick ones for you on the way out, Chase. We appreciate you making some time. Which of the young Wizards, Chase, you personally, just, you know, bias aside and just look at it objectively, are you expecting to take the biggest jump next year out of their young core? Like, which guy do you think needs to take the biggest jump? Which guy do you think will ultimately take the biggest jump?
Needs to, I'd probably say just Bilal Coulibaly, because he'll be going to his third year. I think that's a pivotal year for him. And I think he did take a big step forward defensively this past season. I think offensively, you know, he battled some injuries, different role. You know, it would be nice to see him take a step up. But the one that I expect to take the biggest leap would be Bob Carrington. I saw some flashes down the stretch of last year that were really encouraging. The way he was shooting the ball, the way he was creating off the dribble. I saw some stuff that I think is going to be very legitimate if he can do more consistently. But, I mean, I could make the case for any of those guys. Yeah. And, you know, Keyshawn George, I think it should be noted, you know, shot much lower percentage-wise than he had at previous levels. So, you know, we know he could shoot. It didn't really show up very much this year. I think he ended up shooting below 40% for the season. He's a much better shooter than he showed this year. So I think that could improve. But I just think what we saw down the stretch from Bob Carrington was the sign of more to come.
For sure. Chase, we appreciate you as always, man. I'll let you get back to grinding the tape as you continue to do the homework on the 2025 NBA draft. Appreciate you giving us some time, brother.
Absolutely. Thanks, man.
That is the absolute best, talking all things Washington Wizards, pal Chase Hughes. Make sure you read his work on MonumentalSportsNetwork.com. Wow. So everyone loves Derek Queen but me. That's what I take away from talking to Chase Hughes. It's crazy to me. I just have a conviction about it. It's not that I don't think he will be a good pro at all. At six, though, I just wonder if it's too rich for a guy who I think kind of has a limited ceiling. We'll see. 301-230-0980 is the number. We'll switch gears completely coming back from the other side of the break. The NFL league meetings happening. The tush push expected to get voted on. Our tribal chief, Frankie Louvu, was on Good Morning Football this a.m. and had some very interesting thoughts on whether or not the tush push should be outlawed or not. We'll let you hear from Frankie Louvu coming up next.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites, from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through two cartons in one day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.